Sri Vijayadas, the 26th branch, another of Lord Chaitanya's chief singers, gave the Lord many books written by hand. Purport. Formerly there were no printing presses nor printed books. All books were handwritten. Precious books were kept in manuscripts, form in temples or important places. And anyone who was interested in a book had to copy by hand. Vijayadas was a professional writer who copied many manuscripts and gave them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here's we've gone from one of the pillars of the Krishna conscious movement, the Harinam, to the next pillar, which is our books, equally. And can you imagine if we had to copy out all the books and there were no printing presses? Of course, the history of our society is that there were no books in Russia and the devotees had to copy them out. And that's how they wrote them all out, or they photocopied them and they stitched them together. So very similar to what it was then. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll hear many pastimes of manuscripts, and specifically when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Adikeshava temple and the manuscript of the Brahma Samhita was there. And he requested that be written for him and given to him. So that was done at that time at the Adikeshava temple, where it was handwritten. And books were not printed or published, but they were written. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was written within a decade of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaving this world. Within 10 years, Murari Gupta, with his first rendition of the life of Chaitanya, he kept a diary, and that was called the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Charitamrita. That was within 10 years of Mahaprabhu's leaving. And then all the others, they followed after that. And of course, Prabhupada speaks about the rest, Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is the much earlier rendition, pastimes. And Prabhupada says the most accurate, which is the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says. So you can just imagine that they were all written down and then handed over. It's interesting because the biography of Mahaprabhu is very accurate, because a few people had diaries, just like the servants of Prabhupada kept diaries. And now we have so much that we can look at. So diaries is a very good thing. Everyone should keep a little diary. Prabhupada used to say we should write a little reflection for the day. And because of those diaries, we have so much of Prabhupada now with us. And more to come still. So many haven't written. So, and very good, because within Prabhupada leaving this world, so many individuals have written so much. In comparison, if we look at the history of the Bible, it was written 100 years after the leaving of Christ. So in 100 years, you know, so many things may vary. I mean, they vary now, isn't it? Prabhupada had said, now do we know, did he say, did he mean? So it can change so much. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, very quickly, it was written within a decade of Mahaprabhu's leaving this world. So that's tremendous. Text 66. Ratna Bahubali Prabhu Tulia Tandranam Akinchana Prabhura Priya Krishna Dasanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Vijayadas the name Ratna Bahu. What would that mean, anyone? Jewel-armed, yes, jewel-armed, I think. Jewel-armed is Ananta saying we are going to go to Wembley for Harinam there to promote the Mahabharata, I think. To promote the Mahabharata, that's what he wants to do. Yes, it does. It means jewel-handed, yes, Ratnabahu. Why? Because he copied many manuscripts. The 28th branch was Krishnadas, who was very dear to the Lord. He was also known as Akinchana Das. Purport. Akinchana means one who possesses nothing in this world. So, this is very similar to Queen Kunti, who speaks about this, that Janma Aishwarya Shuta Sribi Edamana Madat Puman Naivar Bidhatum Vai Twamakinchana Gochara. This word is also found there. That Queen Kunti says, Janma, prestigious birth, Aishwarya, wealth, Shuta, great learnedness, and Sribi, beauty, these things are not good for approaching the Lord. Edamana madak puman. Why? Because they're very intoxicating. Edamana madak puman. But if you want to approach the Lord with feeling, naivar bidhatum vai, tvam akinchana agochara, which means you must be exhausted from material life. If you have, in the circus, you have somebody who's on two horses. Isn't he? He's got one foot on one horse and one foot on the other horse. So, Tvam Akinchana Gochara means that when we think that there is great possibility for us in the material world, at the same time we will dabble in the spiritual world, then we're not materially exhausted yet. You have to decide which horse to jump on. Which horse do we want to jump on? It's a choice that we have. So, Tvam Akinchana Gochara. And now, finally, we come to today's verse. And that's text 67. Please repeat, everyone. Kolavecha Sridhar Prabhura Priyadas Yanhasan Prabhu Kare Nitya Parihas Kolavecha Sridhara Prabhu Priyadas Kolavecha Sridhara Prabhu Priyadas Yanhasana Prabhu Kare Nitya Parihas Yanha Shana Prabhu Kare Nitya Parihas. Matajis? Kolavecha, a person who sells the bark of banana trees. Sridhar, Sridhar Prabhu, Prabhura, of the Lord, Priyadas, very dear servant, Yanhashan, with whom, Prabhu, the Lord, Kare, does, Nitya, daily, Parihas, joking. Translation. The 29th branch was Sridhar, a trader in banana tree bark. He was a very dear servant of the Lord. On many occasions, the Lord played jokes on him. Please repeat. The 29th branch was Sridhar. a trader in banana tree bark. He was a very dear servant of the Lord. On many occasions, the Lord played jokes on him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sridhar was a poor Brahmin who made a living by selling banana tree bark to be made into cups. Most probably, he had a banana tree garden and collected the leaves, skin, and pulp of the banana tree to sell daily in the market. He spent 50% of his income to worship the Ganges, and the balance he used for his subsistence. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his civil disobedience movement in defiance of the Qazi, Sridhar danced in jubilation. The Lord used to drink water from his water jug. Sridhar presented a squash to Sachidevi to cook before the Lord took sannyas. Every year he went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. According to Kavi Karnapur, Sridhar was a cowherd boy of Vrindavan whose name was Kusumasava. In the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, verse 133, it is stated, Kola Vechataya Katya Pandita Sridhara Dvija Ashidvraja Hasya Karono Namne Kusumasava. The cowherd boy known as Kusumasa in Krishna Lila later became Kolavech Sridhar during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila at Navadvip. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mancha Kalpatrubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnavindaki. Seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially the disciples of Srila Prabhupada for their blessings, Kishore Prabhu, Raghunath Prabhu, Savamanga Prabhu for their blessings, to say something which represents the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing in our reading many verses that we just quoted, but Kolavech Sridhar Thakur. And there are three nice meditations on, because Kolavech, he daily worshipped, of all things, he had Lakshmi Narayan deities in his home. That's whom he worshipped every day. He had an altar, and although he had a very small house, very dilapidated house, there was no roof on it even. So you can imagine when the rain came through, whatever, in one part of Navadvip there. So three meditations in looking at the life of Sridhar. Connecting with Krishna. He connected every day with Krishna on his altar. Lakshmi Narayan he had, so he connected every day with the deities on his altar. So A good meditation for us is to connect with Krishna on the altar. He's here every day, and to connect with him. And many ways to connect with Krishna, but prayer is a wonderful thing. Conversation is a wonderful thing, to come and worship him here. The second meditation is, as Kulavichita always used his mind, to remember the Lord 24 hours. And he used his voice either to sing or to chant the holy name of Krishna. So that's a very good meditation, to use our minds to always somehow remember Krishna. And to use our voices to sing his glories, to sing for him or to chant his holy name. And finally, the third meditation on Kulavichita is that his intention was always, always, always to give pleasure to the Lord. Always, always. This is what he prayed for. And our intention should be to give pleasure to the Lord and the devotees of the Lord who are non-different. So these are three little meditations on Kulavichita, just as a little summary here. Kulavichita, he lived on the border of Nadia, Mayapur. And he maintained himself, as we read in the purport there, by selling bananas, vegetables, banana leaves, banana cups. And he used to also sell muli. Muli, everyone remembers muli in India. So he used to sell that as well, every day. And whatever little that he earned, he would use 50% of that for the worship of Mother Ganga. And the rest he would use for his own maintenance. And towards the early part of the night, he would get up and he would just again loudly chant Krishna's holy name. And all those who were living nearby, they would complain because they would think this poor hungry man is screaming because he hasn't eaten enough. And they would be shouting and telling him to stop. Stop this. You're simply wailing because you are hungry. But Kulavich, he didn't stop. He carried on chanting the holy name of Krishna throughout the night. And this reminds us very, very similarly of Haridas Thakur. That he would chant every day 192 rounds, which probably would take a long time. 22 hours, I think it would take you. 192, if you did it properly, I think, all day. So, of course, how Haridas Thakur he chanted was he would chant in sets of 64. So the first 64 were in the mind, so they were called mansik. So very fast, I'm sure, when they're in the mind. And then the next set of 64 is what we do, is called upanshu, which means jap, soft chanting, so that we hear it. It's not that the rest of the temple also hears it. Jap is meant to be like that, that we hear it. It's not that everyone else is also hearing. Often you have devotees that are chanting so loud, no, you're hearing their chanting as well, which is, but it's meant to be soft. Upansu means soft chanting, so you can hear it. And finally, Haridas Thakur, the final set of 64 that he would chant were called Vachak, which means loud. Loudly he would chant. So that was 192. Lot of rounds. So often we debate about quality and quantity. Quality and quantity. What do we get? But I often, when I'm speaking at other places, I give the example of the fact that when you're trying to hit the bullseye, you know, when you've got funfairs and there's the bullseye, whatever it is, you know, with the bow and arrow, whatever it is, you need a lot of shots if you're going to get the bullseye. So similarly, if we're going to chant one name, and that name's going to get in the mind, you need quantity. At least you need to get the 16 in, so that at least hopefully one of those has stuck on the mind. Stuck on the mind, like target practice. Just like target practice. There are more chances of shooting the bullseye the more shots that you have. So there are more chances of getting one name into the mind, to chant it purely, to hear it properly, the more we can chant. So as we know the history of the society, 64 was where Prabhupada started, and no one could do 64, so he went to 32, and then finally he said 16 and nothing less. 16 and nothing less. So he's, and the majority of Prabhupada's letters, if you look at them, the instructions are all about chanting 16 rounds every day. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nandaki. The majority of the instructions are all about chanting 16 rounds. So the quantity may be there, but then we have to work on the next thing, which is our quality. Quality of 16 rounds. Kulavich Sridhar, he didn't worry about the ranting and ravings of the neighbors, complaining about the chanting of Hare Krishna. He simply carried on with his business. He had a stall in a place called Vamanpukur in Navadvip. This is where he had his stall, where he sold the banana flowers, the banana bark, the banana plates. And he was a very honest businessman. It's sort of a strange dilemma, honest and businessman. They don't go well together. They don't go well together. So what do they call those? Oxymorons? Oxymorons, yes. Honest and business, they don't go together well at all. So he had his store, and he had a fair price for his vegetables and other items. So why? Because he didn't want to haggle with everyone about the price. Isn't it, when we go to India, we always haggle about the price because we know they've got it three times over. Just recently there was a Japanese tourist who had come to India, and finally there was a court case because they had bought a shirt or something on the market stall, and you know how it is, they immediately throw out a price. So the man who was selling the shirt, he said it was a very authentic shirt, whatever, and how much is it? And he quoted him 200,000 rupees. So the Japanese tourist thought, well, that's what we buy them in Japan for. That's about right. So he gave him that money. So and that became a court case in the end, because then he was told at the hotel that, no, you've been ripped off. So it actually became a court case in the end, that the tourists were being ripped off. So it's interesting. So still people barter today, but Kulavich Sridhar, he wasn't bartering. He wasn't bartering. He wanted a fixed and fair price. Why? Because that would save him valuable time and energy that he needed to chant the holy name of Krishna. So he kept his business very simple. So that he would have more time to chant the holy name of Krishna. So it's that's an interesting lesson for us. And he didn't like to waste his time speaking so much. So the customers would simply pick up the items and give him the money in exchange, because it was a fixed price. It was a fixed price. And whatever money he got, as we've read in the purport as well, he would use 50% for worshipping the Ganga. And how he would worship the Ganga is that he would purchase flowers, he would purchase sweets for the Ganga Aarti, for worshipping the Ganges at the end of the day. And they have that now in Mayapur, right? I think every day, is it? I think every day maybe. I think every day, at the end of the day, if you go on Prabhupada's ghat, they have started the Ganga Puja, worship of the Ganga. So you can go and observe that. So, you know, it's a huge lamp, massive lamp that they have, worshipping Ganga. And you find that generally in Haridwar and Rishikesh, you'll find, when we'd gone there one time, the lamp is so huge, it's massive. I don't know how the pujari holds it, he holds it. He manages to hold it. And then when it was our turn to offer the lamp, it was burning. Because, you know, it's metal. It's really hot. So, Akhandari was holding one end, the others were holding the other end with some wet cloth so it didn't fall off on the Ganga. So but it's a massive lamp that you have to carry. So he had this puja going on every day, and he would worship the Ganga with his 50%. And it's interesting because Rupa Goswami, when he retired, the same formula was there in a similar way, that he used 50% of whatever he had in the preaching mission, in spreading Krishna consciousness for Krishna. 25% he gave to his relatives, and 25% he kept for emergencies. I was looking at some letters that Prabhupada had sent to different of his different disciples, and he had written to them and had said that 50%, if you are now going to retire, you should use it for Krishna. He said, don't use it, just everything in the service of your children. He wrote like that. He said, don't use it in the service of your children. Because the tendency is that. So Prabhupada wrote that, no, 50% you should use. And he quotes then Rupa Goswami's formula, that whatever you have, you should use it 50% in spreading Krishna consciousness. 25% you should give to your relatives and family, but 25% you should keep in case there is some emergency. So Kolovich, of course, wasn't doing that when he retired. He was doing that every day. Whatever there was in the cash till, if such a thing existed, or the box, he would take 50% and use that immediately in the service of the Ganga. It says 50% he used for maintaining himself. He didn't have any other family members. So Lord Chaitanya, he would come and because his mother would tell him to go to the market and buy vegetables. They call it Sabji Bazaar, where all the different sabji or vegetables are. So he would come out there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would be joking with Sridhar. And although Sridhar had a fixed price, he would tell him, I'm only going to pay you half. So he would be joking with him, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport there, that parihas, he was joking with Sridhar, that no, I'm only going to give you half that amount. And then finally, he would not even want to give him half. He would want to steal those vegetables from Sridhar. And as he took the vegetables, the bananas, Sridhar would grab them, and there would be a tug of war, that Mahaprabhu would be pulling the vegetables, and Sridhar would be pulling, and everyone would be watching in the marketplace. What's going on here? These bananas are practically for free, but this person doesn't want to even pay that. So this was the leela that they had, that every day, and then after, Sridhar would say, okay, just take them for free and don't disturb me. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, do you know my real identity? He said that the money that you are earning to worship the Ganga, I am the father of the Ganga. And upon hearing this, of course, these are all leelas. So Sridhar, Kolovich Sridhar, he didn't know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the same Krishna in the leela at that time. So of course what he would say is that this is blasphemy, you're saying you're God. So Sridhar immediately would cover his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. I don't want to hear this blasphemy. So isn't it often we people on the streets will say, "I'm God." Was that famous T-shirt? "I used to be an atheist, and then it said, but now I've realized I am God." So similarly here, Vishnu, 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 he's saying, "What are you saying? You cannot be the master of Ganga." But then Sridhar, he started to reflect upon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form. And he realized that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his beauty was so amazing that it would even bewilder Cupid. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visheja shobham. That even Cupid becomes bewildered upon gazing on Lord Chaitanya. His beautiful tilak on his forehead steals away the minds of everyone. His dhoti, which was tied in three places, his hair, which was waving in the air, and two things were restless about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Sridhar would meditate on: his nature and his eyes. So he would meditate on these two restless items of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would realize, yeah, this is none other than God himself. And then he looked upon the amazing effulgent Brahman thread that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. And then after that meditation, he would tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Okay, today you take these things for free, but tomorrow you'll have to pay." And this went on every day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day would eat the vegetables that Sridhar had given him, banana stalks, banana flour, sabji. Everyone has had these things. No, these are standard things in Mayapur. If you go, you can get these items. These are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favorite items. Shak, banana stalk sabji, banana flour sabji. And of course, they're all served on a banana leaf plate. And they used to have banana cups, but now they have the coolers, the clay pots. It doesn't hold so well with the variety of things that we have. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to the house of Kolavech Sridhar. And he said to him, that all day you are chanting Hari Hari, and you worship Lakshmi Narayan. But how is it that you're so poor? You have so little to eat, and your clothes are so meager. And Kolavech Sridhar said, but I'm not fasting. I'm eating. And I'm still wearing clothes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, look at your clothes. They've been patched up. You know, now all the little bits of patchy, just to cover up the holes. That was the poorest man's clothes. You know, torn here, torn there. You can see how Kali Yuga has progressed now. That is the latest fashion and the most expensive clothes. Isn't it? The jeans that are torn, patched up, they're the most expensive things you can buy. So fashion has reverted at that time. So Sridhar, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look at your house. There is not even a roof. You just have some walls. There's no roof even. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, maybe you are poor because unlike the other residents of Navadvip, they worship the goddess. Who do you see when you go to Bengal? Everywhere, Durga Puja, you see all these big effigies of Durga and Chandi. He said, you are not worshipping Durga and Chandi. That is why you do not have material happiness. So, of course, Sridhar, he said that actually I have all the happiness I need. I have all the happiness I need. I am in no need of any further happiness. I'm simply worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, and by that everything is coming. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would joke with him again and say, this is all from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, everyone, would joke with him and say, I know that you are a very wealthy person, but you are hiding it all. You're hiding all your wealth, Sridhar. So, and you are cheating everyone. So a similar thing is in the Gita, isn't it? That the definition of a brahmana and a kripana. Brahmana means someone who's very broad-minded. Very broad-minded. And a kripana is someone who's very small-minded, miserly. So brahmana is someone very, very wealthy. He has so much that he wants to give it all. And miserly is the opposite here. So Mahaprabhu was saying something very similar here. And then Mahaprabhu would say, where are you hiding all your wealth? I want it now. You have buried your riches and you have hidden them from me. Where are they? And then of course Sridhar would say, I don't have anything. The only thing I have is banana stalks, banana flowers, banana cups and banana leaves. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, well, if you're not going to give me the other treasures, at least give me that. And I want it for free. So in this way, he would tease him once again. Then one day Mahaprabhu decided to reveal himself, as we know in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and when he went to the, and he sat on the throne of Vishnu at Srivas Pandit's home. And at that time he said, he called all the different devotees, if you remember, and he said, bring Sridhar to me immediately. I want to see him immediately. So Sridhar was woken up in the middle of the night, although he never slept, he was chanting. And he called him over, and of course he was revealing his forms to everyone. And when, as we read in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about the real identity of Sridhar, Kolavit Sridhar, and he's quoting from the Gonadish Deepika, that Sridhar was none other than the cowherd boy, Kusumasava. So, when Kolavit Sridhar, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw him differently on the throne of Vishnu. He saw him as complexion blue, playing a flute. And I was just reading that they did a survey of what is the most favorite color in the world. You know, they asked all the different nations. That's how they got it. And are you ready for the answer? The favorite color for the entire world is blue. All the different nations, they came out with blue. And we have been saying that for years, that God is blue. And that is your favorite color. So he, Sridhar, he saw Krishna, and he saw Balaram, and he saw himself. Because that was the whole revelation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, that you would see yourself as well. And he saw himself as the cowherd boy, sitting beside Balaram. So he... So finally now he became convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was none other than Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God. Because prior to that he said, no, I don't believe this. I don't believe. Maybe he's a great brahmana. And that's why I should give him the bananas, because the brahmana is the representative of Vishnu. So in that way I'm also giving charity to Vishnu. Once there was a devotee who was trying to find Prabhupada. In India, he'd never seen Prabhupada. But he'd heard one lecture from him in a tape. They had tapes at that time. Remember tapes? So many tapes. All gone now. MP3, you know, CDs. Now it's MP3. Everything's on a little thing. So all of Prabhupada's lectures are all available in a small MP3. So this devotee had heard Prabhupada's lecture, but he'd never seen him. And one time, but he'd become very impressed with Prabhupada, and especially that he had heard in that lecture that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was none other than that Krishna, and that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that the holy name of Krishna will be spread to every town and village. So this devotee became very enlivened, because from a very young age he had always worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he had heard that Prabhupada had come to Gorakhpur, and that he was staying in some house in Gorakhpur. So he then at that time, he decided that let me try and find Prabhupada. So he went to have a look, and he walked into a building where he was told that Prabhupada lived along with others. So when he walked in, he saw an old man sitting at the bottom of the at the reception, and he said, "I want to see Srila Prabhupada." And so the old man said, "How do you know him?" He said, "I have heard him. I have not yet seen him, but I have decided that he is my guru." So the devotee who was there said, "But there are so many gurus. Why do you want him as your guru?" He said, "Because he is preaching that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. And this person, he is fulfilling the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And that devotee, he said, "But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a devotee. He's not God." So this devotee who had come to look for Prabhupada, he became very angry with this devotee. He said, "What are you saying? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a devotee. He's not a devotee. He's Krishna himself." So a big argument ensued. This other devotee who was sitting in reception started shouting at him. He said, "No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a devotee." And this devotee, this person who'd come to look for Prabhupada, he was shouting at the top of his voice, "No, he is God." At that stage, all the different disciples of Prabhupada, everyone came running down the stairs in the reception. And they all, when they came down, they all paid their full dandavats. And this man was surprised. "He can't be paying it to me." They were paying it to this old man who was in the reception. And they said, "Prabhupada, what is the matter? Prabhupada, what is the..." That old man was Prabhupada. He was arguing with this person that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a devotee. He's not God. So everyone, Prabhupada was laughing and laughing. You can just imagine Prabhupada laughing. And he was in hysterics. And he said to the rest of the devotees, he said, "I was testing him." He told all the devotees, "But he is very convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. And this is a very good sign." And very quickly then he initiated that boy who'd come to see him. And that was Radha Govinda Swami. Radha Govinda Swami. He'd come to look for Prabhupada at that time. So imagine having such an exchange with Prabhupada in your first encounter. So quite amazing. So Sridhar, he some more thoughts on Sridhar. Before he took sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport here, that he received a pumpkin. Sridhar brought a pumpkin because he was selling pumpkins as well. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made up his mind that tomorrow I will leave, or tonight I will leave, and I will go and take sannyas. But he said, "I cannot go unless I have eaten something from Kolavet Sridhar. If I take something from him first, I will be blessed." So he called Kolavet and he brought a pumpkin. Then another devotee, they came with some milk. So Sachi Mata, she made pumpkin halva. Pumpkin halva. Squash halva. another delicacy if you go to Mayapur in places. I don't think any of these items are on the menu this morning, in case you're all thinking, but they are available if you go to Mayapur and places. And after that, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking that at midnight, he left. Then it's explained here, Prabhupada in the purport says that Sridhar would then visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every year at Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra, he would meet him, and he would always see him at that time. Then finally, the final thing that Prabhupada mentions here, which is much earlier on, is that one time after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had defeated the Chan Kazi, he made his way to Sridhar's home. And when he arrived at Sridhar's home, he saw the door of Sridhar. There was no door really, it was just some walls. And he walked into his house, and he noticed in the courtyard of his house there was an old jug which was cracked, and it was mended in so many places that even a thief wouldn't steal it. And Sridhar, this was his water pitcher, he would drink water from here, so he'd already drunk from here. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with the kirtan party, he picked up this pitcher and he drank that water. To set an example to everyone of the greatness of the remnants of a Vaishnava. And of course, Sridhar, he cried out, "I have died! I have died!" He said, "What do you mean you have died?" He said, "Mahaprabhu has, what an offense, what an offense I have created today that he has drunk my remnants." See, if God himself is drinking the remnants of devotees, who are we to say, "Oh, maybe not"? So, Mahaprabhu, he exclaimed at that time, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he said, "Today my body has become purified. Today I have received devotion to Krishna's lotus feet. Just as I drank Sridhar's water, I have felt today totally imbued and enriched with Krishna prema." So, Puranas, they speak of this. Bhakta pade duli, bhakta pade jal, bhakta bhukta sesha tina mahabal. That these are the three powerful items for rapid advancement in spiritual life. You know, in chemistry they have the catalyst. It speeds up things. So in devotional life there is the catalyst. So they're given here, bhakta padi duli, the dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. The water that has washed the feet of the Vaishnavas, and bhakta bhukta shesh, the remnants of food of the Vaishnavas. These are tremendous things which are amazing, and they enrich our devotion and rapid advancement. So Ramanujacharya, when he was traveling with five sannyasis, and he was traveling to that part of India, and when they were all sitting there, he said, "Bring me my meal." So they brought him his meal, and when he had finished his meal, they were sitting by a big pond. So Ramanujacharya, whatever he had not eaten, he threw in the pond. And then he said, "Now we should all leave." So the five sannyasis, top sannyasis of the Sri Sampradaya, they were with him. As they were walking, they looked in the pond and they saw a large fish came and swallowed the remnants of Ramanujacharya's meal. And upon swallowing it, they noticed the fish transformed into a four-armed Vishnu form and was leaving for Vaikuntha. So they all stopped and they said to Ramanujacharya, "Wait, we don't understand. We have been eating your remnants for so long and nothing has happened." So Ramanujacharya, He said, this is the power of taking Mahaprasad. He said, these creatures, they have no free will, and therefore they make no offense. And they get the full benefit. But you have free will and you have human intelligence and you make offenses. And thus you hinder your own progress. So the verse from the Purana, Bhakta Pada Duli Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Sheshatina Mahabal. This is from Kolavet Sridhar. We can see Mahaprabhu speaking the same thing. That I have been imbued with Krishna Prem. And finally, if we're looking at every morning we're hearing the Bhagavatam or the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and what is it that we get by hearing? What do we get by hearing every day? And hundreds of verses in Bhagavad which speak about this. But the first thing that we get is information. So much information is there that we often think, did I read that before? If you read it again, you miss it every time and you think, I've read that before. And the Bhagavatam, it creates Shraddha or faith. The information will create faith within all of us. And that faith will mean we'll become attached to Krishna in one way or the other. And the information will remind us that this place, Dukhaliyam Ashashvatam, it's a place of misery. Krishna has certified it. That doesn't mean that we have to be miserable. It may be a place of misery, but we don't have to be miserable. And Krishna gives us a way that we can reduce our misery. We can reduce our misery. So information is the first thing that the Bhagavatam is giving. The second thing that happens when we hear every day is satisfaction. When we hear about Krishna, we become happy. We become greatly satisfied. We connect to Krishna. Just like when you connect, as Prabhupada says, when you connect to the plug, then you connect to the source of the powerhouse. So satisfaction means that we connect to Krishna. The third thing that happens when we hear is purification. Hearing itself is an application. Anartha. Purification means removals of all anartha. Anartha, which means that which is of no value. Anartha. Artha means value. Anartha means that which is no value. So purification means that which is of no value will be removed. Because we are practicing bhakti with a material consciousness, we're not able to connect to Krishna. So that's why it's so important. The hearing goes on every day. And finally, the final thing that happens when we hear Krishna Katha is conviction. And how understanding converts into conviction. When something enters into our heart, it becomes a conviction. Realizations happen. And the best way to get conviction is how we began the class with the beginning, which is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the hearing and chanting of Krishna's holy name. And more than that, the sharing of Krishna's message to give it to others. And that's what Prabhupada did. He gave us a process not just to purify, but also to share with others. Gaura Premanande.